came on here to speak about the eclipse. Came on here to speak about the total, the whole cycle, right? Because people like to look at this stuff just at as the moment, but if you're just looking at it as just a moment, you're going to miss out on what it, the deeper meaning and stuff like that, right? So, pretty sure everybody knows that we got the eclipse coming up, right? The eclipse is going to be on Sunday afternoon. And so, this is a full moon, and so this is a culmination of an event, right? Something's coming to head. Something is coming, blooming and blossoming, right? And so this blossom has something to do with a seed that was planted earlier. When was this seed planted? At the new moon in Pisces. When was that? February 27th. 6 months ago. And so, in a way, we've been on a six-month Piscean journey. We've been on a six-month Piscean journey. Now, welcome. Welcome to I Am Astrology Readings. All right. I'm your host, Paul. if you are unaware. So, like I said, we've been on a six month journey, Piscean journey. Right? The seed of this journey. What's up, favorite cousin? The seed of this journey started February 27th, 2025. All right, now let's take your mind back to February. What was going on in your life in February? All right. So, like I said, this was the new moon was the seed, and now with come, by the way, this is not just any old full moon. This is a total lunar eclipse full moon. Right, and it's about this journey was about illusions to true fulfillment, illusions to true fulfillment. Right, and what's up, Junior? So, guided by the architect of the seeker. What's up, Spicy? This is the energy of the seeker who walks away from what no longer serves to find the soul's authentic calling. What? What does that mean? Around in February this year, even though it was a new moon, and people say new moon is about beginnings, in all actuality, it was planting a seed to walk away from something. What? So the new moon was at Pisces, 9 degrees Pisces, right? And at that time, right, they had a lot of stuff going on in Pisces at the time, right? So the moon was in Pisces, the sun was in Pisces, Saturn was in Pisces, Mercury was in Pisces, the North Node was in Pisces, and Neptune was at 28 degrees Pisces on the verge of getting away. All right. All of that stuff was going on in Pisces. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planets. They had a Pisces party going on. And this was going on around February of this year, February 27th. All right. Now, the new moon, the sun and the moon, they had a meeting in the bounds of Venus. And at the time, Venus was in Aries. And be honest with you, Venus is in detriment in Aries, but it was in its own bounds, so it was protected. Venus had a protection in a way, right? So we had the new moon at 9 degrees Pisces. Then we had a Pisces party going on, right? And by the way, I forgot one thing. At the time of this new moon, each sign has a ruler, a planet that's in charge of that sign. And the ruler of Pisces is Jupiter. I know some people are saying, what are you talking about? I use traditional rulership. Yes, Neptune is the modern ruler of Pisces, but the traditional ruler of Pisces is Jupiter. And so even if we throw in the modern ruler was in the sign of Pisces at a critical degree. What's up, Elizabeth? How you doing? Now, why am I bringing up Jupiter? Because Jupiter at the time was in Gemini. And Jupiter in Gemini is detriment. What does that mean? Jupiter was in the opposite sign in which it rules. Jupiter rules Pisces and Sagittarius. And so Jupiter was in Gemini. And the planet of expansion and all of that was in the sign of communication. And it was square to all of this Pisces party. So what does that mean? Just think about this. They got a house party going on in your house and you ain't there. A square energy is a Mars energy, and Mars is action. Mars likes to cut and sever. Mars likes to, you know, Mars is the god of war. And just think about it. A party going on in your house. It's jumping too. And you ain't there to watch people putting out like putting out cigarettes on you. Who been putting out coals on my floor? Eddie Murphy in Trading Places. Wait, Coleman. They had more people in this room. Where everybody at? I think, sir, some of them went upstairs to the... They in my bedroom? Oh, hell no. So, this was pretty much Jupiter and Gemini when they had a house party going on in the sign of Pisces. In the sign it rules. Now, I said that this new moon was happening at the nine degrees Pisces, right? And I also said this is, even though this is a new moon and it's about planting a seed, right? Tarot wise, this degree that the new moon was in fell in the Eight of Cups. And if you really pay attention to that picture, what does it look like it's going on in this picture? You got cups here, and dude got his back, look like he's heading this way. right? So this card is actually about, and if you look at it, see how all these cards are stacked up all nice and neat and all of that stuff, right? They're not just thrown. They up there all nice and neat. So what is this about? This is actually about walking away from something you actually spent a lot of time, put a lot of time in working on. Well, just if you pay attention, even though I just pulled this card out, I actually told you what it means, which is walking away from something that you've spent a lot of time and, you know, putting a lot of time in. That could be a job. That could be a relationship. That could be, you know, a group or a community or a friendship. It could be, you know. And so the eight of cups, the pilgrim, the guy is a pilgrim. He looked like he's going on a pilgrim, is walking away from cups. And cups is water, and water has something to do with its emotions. And he's walking away from something that he spent a long time with, and he's emotionally connected to and invested with. And all of this stuff, by the way, for it to be stacked up there nice and neatly and all that, you know, that's something that he spent a long time that once brought him satisfaction or her satisfaction is now leaving this person with a hollow feeling, right? A hollow feeling. And so this February 27th, that new moon, we was planting a seed, you know, around this. Here's a reflection question. What dreams are worth keeping, and what illusions must dissolve? What dreams are worth keeping, and what illusions must dissolve? Which is interesting. I had a conversation today on the phone about the world people live in their heads, and the world of reality. The conversation was about truth and being a truth teller. And we were talking about pretty much you mirror. When you tell somebody the truth, you're mirroring back to them a reality that, you know, they might not be ready for or actually trying to see, right? Now, I told you this new moon happened in the bounds of Venus. And Venus was in detriment, but it was in its bounds, which it had protection. And 2 days after... 2 days after the new moon, Venus went retrograde to go back into Pisces. By the way, Venus likes Pisces. Venus is exalted in Pisces, as in that's Venus's, is just a favorite place to be, right? So, and when it went back through, when Venus went retrograde in Pisces, It hit Neptune, it hit Saturn, it hit the North Node, it hit almost all of that stuff. It didn't go all the way back to Saturn, but it hit that stuff, as in, and retrograde, review, rewind, reminisce. So when it comes to all of those planets and stuff and where they are in your chart, you could have seen some of them topics being coming up for you to look at, right? And so Venus is the planet of love, how we love, what we desire, and look, also what we attract to us, And so we was reminiscing, rewinding, reviewing our understanding of love, values, and our spiritual connection. Pisces, spiritual. What is your connection to spirituality? Where you at on your in your spiritual life? Are you spiritually connected, or are you disconnected in a way? And so this new moon in Pisces, the key things that was being initiated was a spiritual rebirth. A spiritual rebirth. Because let's retrograde is not outward, it's inward. It's inward. So it's a time to turn inward. It was a time to turn inward and connect with your inner self. Pisces, if you want to go with Neptune and all of that, Pisces rules the dream world. Do you need to dream bigger? Have you put your dream in a little box and you need to find a bigger box? Is your dream equivalent to a goldfish in a cup, in a bowl, in an aquarium, or in a sea? You ever thought about your dreams as goldfish? Anybody could say something. Is my chat working? Hello, McFly. Hello. Or it could go the other way. Have you been dreaming too big and you need to back that back down and let some air out of that? So these eclipses about it's a faded window and destiny activation. This new moon, that new moon also was about, now this may sound strange coming from me, but this new moon was about trusting your intuition over logic. What? Did you say that, Paul? Yeah, I said that. I had to push past my Virgo energy to get that out, y'all. That was struggling. Trusting intuition over logic. How many people in the chat truly trust your intuition and your intuitive eyes? Don't lie. How many times you had an intuitive hit, didn't listen to it, and be like, damn, I should have listened to myself. Yeah, that was you ignoring your intuition. Who gonna admit to it? Overthinking it. Nah, that can't be it. Who be doing that? And one of the last things, I see they got 6 people up in here. I see ain't nobody trying to admit it, huh? I get it. Don't nobody want to throw themselves under the bus. This new moon was also a karmic reset. It was about a karmic reset preparation. Karmic reset preparation. Setting intentions for more authentic fulfillment. Remember, I told you, I held up this. Hey, walking away from something that you spend a lot of time in, that used to fulfill you. Look, it's cups. What goes, things get filled up. You fill these cups up. And now it's not filling you no more. Now you need to walk away from that to find something that's more filling, fulfilling, fulfillment for you. All right? Now, I told you this was a 6-month journey. And so that was the seeding, February. What was going on during these 6 months, right? We had to take a passage to the underworld. It was a period of reassessment. Well, okay, reassessment. Why? Because if you start walking away from stuff and all that, you start reassessing things, might bring up mourning. You got to recalibrate. Okay, I used to do all of this. Now, how I'm going to recalibrate all of this time? So Venus, retrograde back into Pisces, is creating intimate connections with Neptune, illusions and inspiration, Saturn, which is reality and limitations, and the North Node, your destiny and your Dharma. By the way, cousin, I think if my memory serves me correct, you're a Virgo rising. So all this Pisces stuff I'm talking about is happening in your 7th house of relationships and business contracts. Since February, now it's coming to light. Yeah, Gemini, yeah. So, Saturn is now, which I was in Pisces. It left Pisces. It got into Aries, but it turned around because Saturn is retrograde right now, and it's at 29 degrees Pisces. And 29 degrees, that's the end, that is called the critical degree, the analytic degree. So this is something is coming to a completion. Something is reached a crisis point. This movement demands accountability of how we handle the Piscean themes of now what's being illuminated. If you have tendencies of escapism, denial, have you been spiritually bypassing? Or maybe just out of plain old confusion. So what this Saturn at the critical 29th degree in Pisces is bringing up and showing you where you could have, you know, been doing some of that, been in denial of your situation, spiritual bypassing and confusion. By the way, what's up, Hard Nod? What's up, man? By the way, if you haven't been doing any of that in denial, escaping, and bypassing, then in other words, if you've actually been doing the work, you know, this period is not going to be, it's not going to be all that hard for you, you know? It's not going to be all of that, right? Now, I want to talk about another planet. I talked about Jupiter, right? And when I talked about Jupiter, which is the ruler of Pisces, was in Gemini in detriment. It was in Gemini in a it wanting to expand, but start hearing stuff, right? It could be hearing critical stuff, all of this stuff. It could be too much information. Information overload. Or the reason some of these the situation is a lack of information. And you need to gather more information about the situation, right? So when it was in Gemini, you know, Jupiter, the ruler of all of that, was in a vulnerable position. But where's Jupiter now? Jupiter is now in Cancer. Jupiter is exalted in Cancer. What does that mean? It's in his favorite place. So, wait, you mean the ruler of this new moon, when it first got started, it was in detriment. Now it done moved in a place of comfort, in a place of ease. He's sitting back like he a king eating grapes on an island, somebody fanning him. That's Jupiter in Cancer. Right? And the north node of destiny is still in Pisces. Be honest with you, that is why we're having the eclipse. Eclipses happen when you have a new moon or a full moon near the nodes. But here's the thing. Jupiter is at 18 degrees Pisces. The north node is at 18 degrees Pisces. Water to water, that's a trine. It's sending supportive energy. It's sending supportive energy. So Jupiter is sending supportive energy from an exalted position up there to the north node of destiny in Pisces. But all week, though, there's been a backdrop going on all week. Mars is in Libra. And Mars is in detriment in Libra. Right? All right, thank you for coming through, Elizabeth. Mars is in detriment in Libra. And Mars and Jupiter have been square in tension. And Libra, you got the god of war in the sign of relationships, balance, or unbalance. And it's square to Jupiter in an exalted position in the sign of Cancer. Now, what is Cancer? Family. So, this being simple, take this simple, Jupiter in Cancer, unbalanced relationship. This could be something going on with an unbalanced relationship with a family member where there's tension. All right? That's just being simple right now, right? And so, but there's, so when it comes to this Mars, Jupiter, by the way, Jupiter's trying to send good energy toward that node. So, but at now, that's been playing out all week. And Mars is finally starting to separate from Jupiter, right? And so the square between Mars and Jupiter was bringing emotional depth versus diplomatic harmony. So I know somebody watching, they probably thought I was about to say diplomatic immunity. No, diplomatic harmony. Libra, the scales, balance, right? This also could bring up personal needs versus the collective needs. I just told you Jupiter is in Cancer, which is family. So should I think about myself, or should I think about the family dynamic? It's about protective instincts versus relational balance. You know, what could that be? That could be the overprotective parent that, hey, you finally need to cut the cord and let that kid fall on his face. I'm pretty sure if you fall on your face a couple of times and scar your face to the white meat, you might start learning. But what are they learning if you stopping them from making that fall? Do people really learn from words? Or do they learn from actually going through it? Right? So, what was the conditions going on at this new moon? Venus was about to go retrograde. So we was reassessing our values, reassessing relationships, and reassessing worth, self-worth. Is this worth it? Is that person worth it? You know, Saturn, you know, was bringing at the critical degree, bringing reality checks, facing consequences of spiritual bypassing. Jupiter, blessing. Jupiter's trying to give divine protection during a vulnerable transformation state. Because remember, walking away from something you put a whole bunch of time in. And karmically, this is about releasing outdated emotional patterns. Releasing outdated emotional patterns. Everything I just spoke about had to do with February. Retrograde, rewind. So I had to take you back to bring you to now. The culmination. I told you this is a 6-month journey. And this culmination, tarot-wise, is happening in the Nine of Cups. Look at that person. How does he look? He's sitting up there, got a little shit-eating grin on his face, arms folded with all these cups. Wait, hold up. We went from planting a seed of walking away from this to arriving at this? This person got their back to the card. This person facing the card like, now what? Now what? So the reason I pulled this card is because this eclipse is occurring at 15 degrees Pisces. And this card corresponds with 15 degrees Pisces. And guess what this card is? Look at that. The wish card. Anybody know the wishing on a star? My man Mental Reset always says, we all stars, so shine like one. But this card is saying, are you wishing on a star? Shout out to, I think that's Minnie Rippleton. Favorite cousin. Right? However, under this eclipse, remember, what does eclipse do? It blacks out. So this is bringing a shadow, right? And like I said, this card is about a wish. It's a wish card of emotional fulfillment. That ain't many. Mm-mm. No, that's memory. I'm thinking about memory lane, back down memory lane. My bad. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Emotional fulfillment. Remember this? Walking away from something that used to fill your cup, but now it's no longer filling your cup no more, right? This card is asking, is your satisfaction authentic or built on illusions? Is your satisfaction authentic or built on illusions? What does that mean? Are you faking happiness? Are you faking the funk? If I would let my dirty mind come out, I would say, you females, you know what I'm talking about, you fakers. Y'all fake the few just to make the dude feel better, pump up his manhood. My bad. Get back in, man. All right. So, the moon going to be at 15 degrees Pisces. Jupiter is going to be at 18 degrees Cancer. And Jupiter's bounds, because this full moon, this eclipse is happening in the bounds of Jupiter. And I told you, Jupiter, at one time, at the new moon, it was in detriment. Now it's sitting pretty in Cancer. And this full moon has to go through Jupiter, who's in its exalted position. And it's dignified. Basically, Jupiter's sitting up there pretty, money bags ready to support. The sun is sitting at 15 degrees Virgo in the bounds of Venus. What's that mean? When I'm talking about bounds, that means, hey, that planet has to talk to that other planet to, you know what I'm saying, get something down. So the sun has to talk to Venus to get, right? And the sun in Venus's bounds is demanding Virgo, practical discernment. Let's not forget Saturn. I talked about that at 29 degrees Pisces at the critical degree. So this is bringing up a final karmic reckoning. Now, I told you, Venus, this full moon, the sun is in the bounds of Venus. And where is Venus currently? Venus is in Leo. And the sun, which is in Virgo, rules Leo. The sun rules Leo. So, and this is actually a good thing for the sun because, you know, hey, you got, what's that say? The sun is in the backyard of Venus in Virgo, right? And Venus is in the territory that the sun rules, right? So what does this mean? This could be Venus and Leo has the ability to speak up for the sun. And Venus likes to bring benevolence. So if the Venus is speaking up for the sun with warmth, Leo likes is creative, right? Venus is speaking up for the sun in favorable ways. All right. Jupiter in Cancer exalted, supporting in a way of trying to support this north node destiny point. February, walking away from illusions. September, testing the authenticity of fulfillment. Walking away from illusions, testing the authenticity of fulfillment. This brings up the question, what must I release? What must I release? Is what I built truly fulfilling to my soul? What's up, Carrie? Hey, Carrie, I know you know this energy. New moon, eight of cups, full moon, new moon, February 27, eight of cups, full moon, nine of cups. Walking away from illusions. Walking away from illusions, testing the authenticity of fulfillment. What's up, Fever? Thank you for the faith. Thank you. How you doing today? All right? What must I release? Why am I saying what must I release? Dang, he walking away. Walking away, what must I release? So I can be sitting up here with a smile on my face and with the cups sitting all right. By the way, cups, emotionally fulfilled. Emotionally fulfilled. What do you have to walk away from that you spent a lot of time that used to fulfill you? But now it no longer does. And now you need to get here, that to emotional fulfillment. Right? Now I told you, this new moon, this full moon lunar eclipse is happening at 15 degrees. 15 degrees Pisces. And 15 reduces down to a 6. 1 plus 5 equals 6. And the number 6 is about harmony, responsibility, and conscious choice. And this number 6 also connects to the lover's card. And the lover's is about choice. Respecting the need to choose between illusions and truth. Confidence and convenience or integrity. Are you still with it? Are you having a problem walking away from it because it's convenient? You're comfortable with it. I keep telling y'all, everybody likes comfort. Comfort is a great place to be, but it's a terrible place for growth. Why change anything? You're comfortable. But I also say, keep this in mind. You can get comfortable with a bad situation. The devil I know is better than the devil I don't know. You sure about that? Look, I said representing the need between illusions and truth. Is that truly the truth? Is it truly the truth? Hey, you also hear this saying, the grass ain't greener on the other side. Hey, the grass is green wherever you water it. How about that? Right? So, y'all ready to make this stuff personal? Y'all know your rising sign? Y'all know your rising signs. Let's go through the rising signs section. All right? Let's make this energy personal. Let's make it personal. Aries rising. This was a 12th house journey for you. February initiation, the new moon in the 12th house was about the 12th house of spirituality in hidden realms, seeded a profound inner awakening. You were called to dissolve old spiritual frameworks and confront unconscious patterns that had been running your life from the shadows. During the middle phase in between the 6 month, the mid-journey transformation, Venus retrograded into your 12th house, brought up hidden grief, unsolved karma, spiritual illusions that needed clearing. This was your time in the cosmic wilderness, facing fears, releasing victim consciousness, and discovering your inner guru. Now we get to the eclipse culmination. The ultimate soul reckoning. What spiritual practice truly serve you versus what's just spiritual escapism? This eclipse reveals your authentic mystical nature and demands you step into spiritual leadership, not spiritual seeking. Key themes: surrendering control, healing ancestral patterns, developing genuine authority, releasing martyrdom and victim stories. Reflection question: what hidden fear or spiritual illusions must I finally release to claim my authentic power? Taurus rising. We have any Taurus risings in here? Taurus rising, the community alchemist. You had an 11th house journey. The new moon activated your 11th house of friendships and collective dreams. You began questioning whether your social circles and future aspirations truly reflected your evolved values or were based on security and comfort. The mid-journey transformation, Venus retrograded into your 11th house, forced a complete reassessment of your community and long-term goals. Some friendships dissolved while soul family connections deepened. Your vision for the future became more aligned with your authentic self. Now you've reached the eclipse culmination. Brings legacy activation and soul tribe confirmation. You're being called to step into leadership within your community and align your long-term goals with your spiritual purpose, not just material security. Key themes: upgrading your social circle, aligning with soul family, transforming relationships to group dynamics, evolving beyond people pleasing. Question: which friendships and future goals truly support my soul's evolution versus my ego's comfort? Gemini rising, the authentic leader, 10th house, February. The new moon in your 10th house of career and public image began dissolving false professional identities inauthentic ambitions. You were called to a career path that serves your soul, not just your need for recognition. Mid-journey transformation, Venus retrograded back into the 10th, brought a complete revision of your public image and professional relationship. You had to face where you'd been performing instead of being authentic in your career and leadership roles. The eclipse culmination, the September eclipse, is your 10th house, brings your destiny and call, legacy initiation. You're being asked to claim your authentic authority and step into a leadership role that serves the collective, not just your personal advancement. Key themes, Gemini rising, releasing performative leadership, embracing authentic authority, aligning career with soul purpose, transforming relationships to success. Question, what authentic contributions is my soul calling me to make in the world beyond ego recognition? Cancer rising, the wisdom keeper, ninth house journey. The new moon in your ninth house of wisdom and belief system initiated a profound expansion of your spiritual and philosophical understanding. Old belief systems that felt too small began dissolving. Mid-journey transformation, Venus retrograde in your ninth house brought you back to fundamental questions about meaning, purpose, and truth. You may have revisited teachers, belief systems, or spiritual practice to discern what still serves your growth. You reach the eclipse culmination, reveals your role as a wisdom keeper and spiritual teacher. Your beliefs have been tested and refined, and now you're ready to share your truth and guide others on your spiritual journeys. Key themes, evolving beliefs, integrating spiritual wisdom, stepping into teaching roles, and releasing dogmatic thinking. Question, what spiritual truth has emerged from this journey? From this journey that I'm now ready to teach, share with others. What spiritual truth has emerged from this journey that you're now ready to teach, share with others? Leo rising. Got any Leos in the house? Leo rising, the sacred transformer, the eighth house journey. The new moon in your eighth house of transformation and shared resources initiated an intense emotional, psychological descent. You were called to face your deepest fears around intimacy, power, and transformation. You know what intimacy is, huh? Into you, I see. Your mid-journey transformation, Venus retrograde in your eighth house, brought up tense relational karma and forced you to examine your patterns around control, dependency, and emotional manipulation. This was a time of deep catharsis and rebirth. Now you reached your eclipse moment, culmination, which brings the ultimate ritual mourning and rebirth. You're emerging from this underworld journey with authentic power and the ability to facilitate transformation in others. Key themes, releasing control dramas, healing from betrayal or loss, transforming relationships to power, embracing authentic vulnerability. Question, what aspect of my old identity must die completely for my authentic self to be fully reborn? What aspect of my old identity must die completely for my authentic self to be fully reborn? Virgo rising. I think we got two in the house. Favorite cousin, if you're still here, think that's you. Carrie, it's you. The relationship mirror. The seventh house journey. February, new moon in your seventh house of partnerships began dissolving relationship patterns based on projection, codependency, or external validation. You were called to discover what authentic partnership really looks like. Mid-journey transformation, Venus retrograde in your seventh house brought intense relationships intense relationship karma to the surface. You had to face where you've been giving your power away or trying to complete yourself through others. Fever, what's your rising sign? Now we reach the eclipse. Culmination brings the ultimate relationship reckoning and soul mirror activation. You're being called to relate from wholeness rather than need, and to attract partnerships that support your spiritual growth. Key themes: healing codependency, attracting conscious partnerships, releasing projection patterns, developing healthy boundaries. Question: how can I relate to others from my authentic wholeness rather than from need or projection? How can I relate to others from my authentic wholeness rather than from need or projection? Libra rising, the sacred servant, six house journey. Hope that resonated with y'all, Virgo rising. Hey, Fever Dream, what's your rising sign? Libra rising, the sacred servant. New moon in your sixth house of health and service. Initiated. What's up, your greatest gift? You know your rising sign? The new moon in your sixth house of health and service initiated a complete reorganization of your daily routines and your work life. You were called to align your service with your spiritual purpose rather than obligation or people pleasing. The mid-journey transformation, Venus retrograde in the sixth forced you to re-examine whether your health practices and work routines truly served your well-being or were forms of self-punishment or perfectionism. Eclipse culmination brings sacred routine activation and healing initiation. You're being called to serve from joy and authentic care rather than duty or martyrdom. Key themes, transforming work into sacred service, healing perfectionism, creating sustainable routines, and releasing martyrdom patterns. Question: how can my daily work and service become expressions of love rather than obligations or burdens? Scorpio rising. I did it a couple of minutes ago. You actually could rewind a little bit. You could see the Aries. Scorpio rising, the creative phoenix, Fever, as you sit up there working on your animation. Fifth house journey. The new moon in your fifth house of creativity and self-expression initiated a renaissance of your authentic creative and romantic life. You were called to reconnect with your inner child and creative essence. Mid-journey transformation, Venus retrograde in your fifth house brought up old wounds around creativity, self-expression, and romantic love. You had to face where fear and past trauma has shut down your natural joy and creative flow. The eclipse culmination in your fifth house brings creative climax and a heart initiation. You're emerging with renewed capacity of joy, authentic self-expression, and heart-centered creativity. Key themes: healing creative blocks, opening to authentic joy, transforming relationships to pleasure, releasing performative anxiety. Question: what authentic creative expression or form of joy is ready to emerge from my transformed
heart. Hopefully that resonated with you, Fever.
Give me one second, y'all. Starting to get a little warm in here. All right. Sagittarius rising. The emotional alchemist. The fourth house journey. February. The new moon. Well, around February, was you maybe struggling with... may have been creatively blocking, now you have more of a flow now, in a way. Or it could have been going something could have been going on with a relationship or your connection to kids or, you know, lovers. Your approach to lovers. All right. Sagittarius rising, the new moon in the fourth of home and emotional foundations initiated deep ancestral healing and emotional root work. You were called to transform your relationship with family patterns and emotional security. The mid-journey transformation Venus retrograde in the fourth house brought up family karma, childhood wounds, inherited emotional patterns that needed healing. This was a time of deep emotional archaeology and family system healing. Now we get to the full moon eclipse culmination, brings ancestral reckoning and emotional rebirth. You're establishing new emotional foundations based on self-nurturing and authentic security rather than external validation. Key themes: healing family patterns, creating authentic security, transforming emotional foundations, and releasing inherited trauma. Somebody always talking to you about their stuff and you just take on their trauma like you that happened to you. Question: what family pattern or emotional wound am I finally ready to heal so I can create authentic emotional security? Capricorn rising. The authentic communicator. Capricorn rising. This is happening in your third house, new moon, in your third of communication mindset. Begin transforming how you think, speak, connect with others. You were called to find your authentic voice beyond social conditioning. The mid-journey transformation Venus retrograded back into your third house forced you to examine whether your communication patterns truly reflected your inner truth or were based on others' expectations and social programming.
Now we reach the eclipse culmination. The set brings a message of initiation and soul speech activation. You're being called to speak your truth with both wisdom and compassion, becoming a bridge between the worlds. Key themes of finding your authentic voice, healing communication wounds, transforming your thought patterns, releasing people-pleasing in communication. Question: what essential truth or message is my soul calling me to communicate more authentically to the world? What essential truth or message is my soul calling me to communicate more authentically to the world? Aquarius rising, the worth revolutionary, second house journey. The new moon in the second house of self-worth and resources initiated a complete reevaluation of your relationship with money, possessions, and personal value. You were called to discover worth beyond external achievements. The mid-journey transformation, Venus retrograded into your second house, brought up deep issues around self-worth, financial security, and your relationship with material resources. You had to face where you'd been seeking worth through external validation. Now we reach the full moon, the eclipse culmination brings worth initiation and resource reckoning. You're discovering that your true value comes from your authentic being, not from what you do or own. Key themes: revolutionizing self-worth, healing money wounds, discovering intrinsic value, releasing worth based on achievement. Question: what is my authentic worth beyond my achievements, possessions, and others' validations? Pisces rising, the soul sovereign, first house. The new moon in the first house of identity was the most personal and powerful initiation of all these signs. You began dissolving false identities, victim consciousness, to discover your authentic self beyond others' projections. The mid-journey transformation, Venus retrograde in the first house, brought intense self-examination and identity crisis. You had to face where you'd been living others' expectations of you rather than your authentic truth. Now we reach the eclipse culmination, your soul emergence and mythic coronation. You're being reborn as your authentic self, no longer the victim of circumstances, but the sovereign creator of your reality. Key themes: identity rebirth, releasing victim consciousness, claiming authentic power, dissolving others' projections. Who am I? Question. Who am I when I'm no longer living to meet others' expectations or trying to be who I think I should be? Who am I when I'm no longer living to meet others' expectations or trying to be who I think I should be? All right, now just to reframe all of this, the 6 month period. The 6 month period is about authentic dreams from fantasy projections. Authentic dreams to fantasy projections. Soul aligned relationships from convenient connections. Meaningful work from ego-driven ambition. Meaningful work from ego-driven ambitions. Spiritual truth from spiritual bypassing. Right. The conjunction, the Venus retrograde with Saturn and Pisces created opportunities. Right. Mature our capacity for love beyond projection and need. Ground our spiritual ideals in practical service. Releasing relationships that inhibit authentic growth. Establish boundaries that protect our spiritual well-being. I also told you Jupiter is exalted, and Jupiter is also trying to bless, bring blessings. Jupiter in Cancer, Jupiter exalted position in Cancer, is trying to bring divine protection during this vulnerable passage of transformation. It's also trying to provide, because Jupiter can be the guru, emotional wisdom to navigate family and security issues. Abundant support. I told you Jupiter is in a superior position. Abundant support for those aligned with destiny. It's also healing energy for ancestral and Cancer childhood wounds. Right? That was the, now the eclipse represents the threshold moment. It's a portal between who you were and who you becoming. Who were you in February? Who are you becoming now in at this eclipse in September, this 6-month journey? Pisces ensures only authentic achievements and relationships survive. So if a relationship really wasn't all of that, it may fall off during this time. Reflection questions for y'all. Get your pen and paper. Get your pen and paper. Get your pen and paper. Reflection questions for this eclipse. Because, hey, I'm giving y'all these reflection questions. Eclipse is Sunday. Today, Friday. So you got a couple of days to reflect on this. Now don't wait till Sunday. Question number one. Are you living in authentic fulfillment or comfortable illusion? Are you living in authentic fulfillment or comfortable illusion? Question number two. Which relationships support your soul's growth versus ego's comfort? Which relationship support your soul's growth versus ego's comfort? By the way, if you got a bunch of yes people around you, do you think that's actually supporting your soul's growth? Or is that serving your ego's comfort? Question number three, what does that mean? If you don't have nobody around you that's willing to tell you the truth, what are we doing? What are you doing? All right, question number three, how have your spiritual ideals manifested in practical service? Pisces, this is why it's how have your spiritual ideals manifested in practical service? By the way, the other side of that is maybe it hasn't manifested. And if it has, if your spiritual ideals are not manifesting that way, then you got some explaining to do. Question number four. What patterns from the past 6 months need refinement or release? What patterns in your life have you noticed that you like, you know what? I need to switch that up or whatever. Or, I need to release that all together. I really need to stop doing that. I don't know what pattern it is. Hey, when the alarm clock goes off, I need to stop hitting snooze 3 times. I need to start getting up as soon as the alarm goes off. Matter of fact, maybe I need to start waking up before the alarm. Right? Number five. Where do you need more discernment between dreams and fantasies? Where do you need more discernment between your dreams and fantasy? I don't know if y'all remember this. I'm dating myself, but they used to have a commercial. Is it live or is it Memorex? Right? It was about tapes. Memorex was recording tapes. And they were trying to say, this recording sounded so clear, it sounded like you was at a live. Which would actually be, hey, I'm dreaming that this is sounds live, but nothing really is like the live performance. Right? So, when it comes to things, dreams, and wishes you have, where do you need to look at those dreams and wishes and fantasies with more discernment? Right? Venus and Leo's message. There's a call. Venus and Leo's message, there is a call to speak up for the sun. Venus wants you to speak up for the sun, to advocate for authentic self-expression, creative truth. Leo, creative truth, authentic self-expression. Leo, even when it challenges established patterns or expectations. What's that mean? Authentic self-expression, creative truth. Even though you're around some people that, hey, they saying some stuff, can you stand up and be truthful? Can you push past the established patterns of, hey, just let it go down and stand up and say, it ain't going down like this. Hell no. The buck stops here. You're lying. You lying. You bullshitting. You full of shit. Right? So this whole 6 month journey was really about from going from the seeker to the servant of truth. And the other day I put some stuff about being a truth teller. Now remember, being a truth teller, it comes with some stuff. You're going to be alienated. You're going to be ostracized. Because people don't like truth. So this 6 month journey represents a profound initiation from spiritual seeking to authentic serving. The path began, remember, the path began with the Eight of Cups. And the Eight of Cups question was, what must I walk away from? And now we arrive to the Nine of Cups. A revelation. What truly fulfills my soul? What truly fulfills your soul? Because, wait, I had to change it, yours, because I don't want y'all to start wondering what fulfills my soul. It's about what fulfills your soul. The eclipse doesn't mark an ending, but a graduation from unconscious participation in spiritual concepts to conscious embodiment of spiritual truth. The dreams that were seeded back in February's mystical waters are now ready to be refined, organized, and offered to the world in service to people who's ready and hungry for your authentic wisdom. For those who have navigated this passage with integrity, y'all will find yourself standing at a new threshold, no longer seeking fulfillment from outsiders, but recognizing the capacity to be able to fill your own vessel. And when you're able to fill your own vessel, you will be the one that's being sought after for your wisdom. The pilgrim has returned from the journey, not empty-handed, but carrying a pearls of great price, the knowledge of their own authentic worth and purpose. So hopefully, this six-month journey has refocused you and showed you, or you got a glimpse of what your true authentic self could be, or how it could be looked at and seen, and your self-worth and that authentic self has some value out here in the world. If not, I guess you got some work to do. With that being said, any of y'all got any questions? Thank you. To be honest with you, right? Okay, if I tell you and make it personal, right? This whole presentation and all of that, me and all of that, this is a culmination of what we're talking about. So, in all actuality, I always said, man, I wanted the 2 o'clock session and all of that stuff. I've been having an idea for a while. I even tried a couple of times on my website and all of that stuff, trying to break away from the group where I've been doing it for a while publicly. 10,000, I'm a Gemini rising, so I've been publicly somewhere for a while. I spent a whole long time cultivating and all of that stuff, and was trying to, you know, it was time to walk away. Goldfish. Now I'm over here trying to be more fulfilled. Hey, this stuff is being recorded. I could do more stuff here. It's a different platform, different society, you know. And the people from the old platform is more than welcome to come over here. It's just, hey, I walked away from there to have this more feeling, right? Same thing. I just, you know, walked away. But I'm still, it's all public. 10,000. All right? So that's how you make it. It's, you know, when I go through the rising sign information, y'all, I'm setting up an outline. I'm painting an outline, right? Hey, this is the energy. Here's the outline or whatever. Now, that's a big picture outline with some, I gave y'all some details. But within those that outline I gave you, you can fill in you fill it in yourself. You color in the picture yourself at that point. All right. Well, so and let's just say too, Carrie, your Saturn return, you thought your Saturn return was over. It really ain't officially over until February, when Saturn finally gets out of Pisces for good. So right now, you might be getting reminded, you know, of some stuff. Oh, that you actually been looking at for the last 2.5 years, right? So yeah. Oh, and then look. Ooh, I even said this. You got something that I think you got. If my memory serves me correct, you got something at 29 degrees Gemini. Jupiter. Maybe Jupiter. And if that's the case, Saturn is squared at right now. Retrograding Saturn is at 29 degrees Pisces, and it's squared at Jupiter in detriment. And that Jupiter in detriment rules, with you being a Virgo rising, that rules your 10th house of career, how you seen in the world, and your 7th house of relationships and business contracts. Long story short, that could mean you tired of talking at these little shows. You be caught. Man, I'm just tired of talking to all these people. And with that being said, I actually follow you on Facebook, and I've been seeing you still doing that. And so what could that mean? After this last little season and all that, you could have been really, this might be coming back to your mind, like remembering why you really first started thinking about walking away from it. You could be getting reminded of it right now. You know, what's going on right now? This is exactly why I've been thinking about doing something different, moving away, getting the hell up out of here. Right? Yeah. So this could be, big endings, big beginnings. So, walking away from doing relationships because of business contracts and all that, and actually doing relationships just because you want to hang out, and just because we cool, you like me, I like you. Oh, you're gonna go that route? Well, there you go. So you could have went on a hot date and got reminded of that. See, now you're trying to drag my mind back in the gutter. See, I can go places with that, but now I can imagine what done happened to make you make that comment there. But I ain't gonna go there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. But yeah, y'all. Yeah, I've been on here about an hour and a half. Hopefully. Anybody got any questions or anything? Anybody got any questions or anything? Look at you. Instigator. A penny for your thoughts, huh? Yeah. So but if anybody don't have any questions, I just wanted to come on, drop that little thing on this eclipse, the whole cycle, you know, look at the whole cycle, not just the cycle from one day, one snapshot, but look at the whole 6-month journey. Hopefully, y'all, that hopefully that resonates with y'all. And I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you. I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. You know how I end this. Know thyself, balance your energy.